Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. I hope that everyone had some form of midwinter break and that you all feel recharged to face the second half of the school year. I'd like to address a common phenomenon that women struggle with when trying to communicate with their husbands. It is well known that communication is a significant tool in marriage. Often, when married people are struggling, they'll be told by someone trying to help them that they need to communicate more, tell each other what's on your mind. The couple may then go and obediently communicate what is bothering him or her to the other spouse, only to find a much larger problem being created as a full-fledged argument, attacking session, or hurtful fight ensues. What just happened? If communicating is supposed to make things better in a marriage, then why can communicating sometimes make things worse? Ladies, I'd like to invite you to consider the following reality. When you're trying to communicate something that's bothering you to your husband, often it has something to do with him. If it doesn't, then the conversation will likely go smoother. However, if some of what is on your mind relates to things about him that you are unhappy with, he is likely to feel attacked. For example, suppose your husband does not clean up after himself after he eats supper. Now, this, as discussed in a previous podcast, is not wrong according to the Torah. However, it may feel wrong to you because it leaves you with more work, so it's disturbing. Until this point, communicating this issue to your husband may have sounded something like this. Can you please make an effort to clean up after yourself? It's too much work for me to have to clean up after you in addition to everything else I have to clean. While this may initially sound like a nice way to speak, chances are this conversation will not elicit a pleasant response from the husband. In the best case scenario, he may shrug and say okay. He also may just look at you and walk away. Or worse, he may start to argue and say it's not a big deal, and maybe he'll even start telling you about all the other things he tries to do to help out. If the conversation escalates, he may start pointing out things that you do wrong. An innocent question may turn into a heated argument. Why? In general, when people are spoken to in a way that feels attacking, they put up their shield to protect themselves. Especially when a husband is hearing from his wife, if he feels she is attacking or being critical, he is likely to stick up for himself in self-defense. This creates more tension, friction, and ultimately more distance between the couple as they get divided in the conflict. So how can a woman make a request of her husband without sounding attacking? How can she communicate in a way that expresses herself honestly, but that doesn't elicit a negative response? The key here is to avoid using the word you, and instead use the word I, meaning talk about yourself instead of talking about him. When you talk about yourself, you are inviting your husband into your heart. When you talk about him, you are pointing out his flaws, even if you say it nicely. Using our same example, instead of saying, "Can you please make an effort to clean up after yourself? It's too much for me to have to clean up after you in addition to everything else I have to clean." That included three yous. Try to say instead, "It would be so much easier for me if each person cleans up after themselves." Without saying the word you or sounding attacking, you have just communicated your request. Consider these examples. It would be easier for me to do laundry if all the dirty clothing were in the hamper as opposed to around the room. Another example. I feel so taken care of when my car is shoveled out before I need to take the kids to school. And one more example. When we spend time alone together, I feel special when there are no distractions. You see, in all of these examples, they are meaningful statements as opposed to critical or attacking. Ultimately, a man wants to make his wife happy, and if he is not put on the defense, he is more likely to be able to come in and satisfy his wife's requests. Hatzlacha, and all the best.